I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, on March 12th at about 5:56 p.m., dispatch received a call of a victim of an assault at Southern Inyo Hospital. Deputies contacted the victim, who stated he was hit in the head with a hammer while he was parked at the Diaz Lake parking lot. The victim gave a description of the suspect and the vehicle the suspect was standing near during the initial assault. Deputies responded to Diaz Lake and observed a vehicle matching the description given by the victim. While waiting for backup deputies to arrive, the suspect, identified as 42-year-old Julio Eddie Perez from Van Nuys, California, ran up to the parked patrol car while carrying a hammer. Perez was detained without incident. A records check of the vehicle showed it was stolen out of Las Vegas, Nevada, and Perez was also wanted out of North Las Vegas for a connection to a deadly shooting that occurred earlier in the day. Perez was arrested on the Nevada warrant, charged murder with a use of a deadly weapon, and booked in the Inyo County Jail. Further investigation revealed Perez was wanted in questioning for carjacking in Las Vegas and possibly two other assaults in Nevada and California. Inyo County investigators, along with detectives from the North Las Vegas Police Department, processed the scene and vehicle for further evidence. These cases are under investigation from their respective agencies. Anyone with information regarding these cases is encouraged to contact Detective Sergeant C. Connolly of Inyo County Investigations at 760-878-0383. Well, the American Red Cross Kern County and Eastern Sierras chapter, March is Red Cross Month. Celebration is underway to honor local neighbors who deliver support when help can't wait during emergencies. Red Cross Month is a national tradition that began in 1943 when President Franklin D. Roosevelt issued the first Red Cross Month proclamation, and each U.S. president has followed ever since. Locally, the counties of Inyo and Mono have declared March as Red Cross Month in the Eastern Sierra to recognize the impact of local volunteers who turn compassion into action. During Red Cross Month, we proudly recognize the individuals who represent the best of humanity by stepping up to care for our neighbors in times of crisis, said Hector Vasquez, Executive Director, Kern County and Eastern Sierra Chapter. As disasters become more intense across the countries and families face everyday threats like home fires, the support of these local heroes is critical to the health of the communities. You can join them to help ensure no one faces an emergency alone by signing up to become a Red Cross volunteer. Information on that and more of this article is available at sierrawave.net. The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power is pleased to announce its continued commitment to supporting the Owens Valley region with funding to improve energy efficiency at the Bishop City Park pool. The High Sierra Energy Foundation requested and was granted approval by LADWP to use funding from LADWP's Community Partnership Grant to fund critical energy-efficient upgrades at the pool, which has long been a cornerstone of recreation and community life in Bishop. This project builds on a history of collaborative support from the HSEF and LADWP over the last 5 years. These organizations have provided over $55,000 in demonstration projects and community benefit funding supporting energy efficiency in a diverse range of community projects, including the Inyo County Business Resource Center located in downtown Bishop, and lighting retrofit at parks throughout Inyo County, and a weather station at the Bishop City Park. Replacing an outdated pump at Bishop City Park wading pool with an energy-efficient premium efficiency pump, this upgrade will help improve the pool's energy efficiency, reduce operating costs, and minimize maintenance issues. We are thrilled to partner with LADWP to help improve this critical community resource, said Pam Close-Bold, Executive Director of HSEF. This energy-efficient retrofit will ensure that the Bishop City Park pool remains a safe and reliable space for residents and visitors alike, while reducing energy consumption and costs. Finally, a celebration of life for Mike J. Bodine will be held this Sunday, March 23rd at 11 a.m. at Isaac Walton Park in Bishop, California. Please bring your own chair if able, and an instrument to play for a jam session in Mike's honor. Additionally, feel free to bring any photos, food, mementos, or other things to honor Mike's memory and share with others in attendance. Well, since 1996, for nearly 30 years, we've been your local resource for sports, news, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.